Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday. Divers have recovered a 65-year-old Cherokee man who had drowned in the Little Sioux River near Quimby. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call Wednesday afternoon at around 2:30 p.m. indicating a possible drowning. It was reported that an adult male, Bustos Bartololo Rodriguez, had gone underwater in the Little Sioux River and never resurfaced. Area dive teams, including the Plymouth County Dive Team as part of the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office and the Sioux County Dive Team, responded to help search for Rodriguez. Three cadaver dogs from Central Iowa and South Dakota were also dispatched to the scene to help with the search. The recovery operation covered two full days, and then on Friday morning, the third day, Rodriguez was recovered out of the Little Sioux River, approximately 1/2 mile from where he was last seen by members of the Quimby Fire Department. Nearly 20 entities, along with public volunteers, assisted with that search. The Marcus Community Fair is now underway, having started on Thursday. Kirk Lecce serves as president of the Marcus Community Fair and says that the small community fair is now celebrating its 83rd year.
Well, this is the 83rd year of the fair, so it's been around for a long time. It started out as a colt show, you know, back in the day, you know, when horses were around, and it's just kind of evolved over the years into what it is today.
Lecce says that the Marcus Fair attracts exhibitors from nearby counties, which makes for competitive judging contests.
Yeah, that's the difference, I guess. We're not 4-H, you know, affiliated. Obviously we get a lot of 4-H kids that come and show here, but it's more open, you know, so they don't have to be from, you know, Cherokee County or our school district or anything. So it's a youth show, but it's more of an open show.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with the numbers. It makes it pretty competitive. You know, it's not unusual, and I guess I haven't seen the numbers exactly, but it's not uncommon for us to have, you know, 2, 3, 4, you know, county champion steers here, you know. Okay. So it's pretty competitive.
He says this morning, Saturday morning, will feature the beef show among other fair highlights.
Tomorrow the big thing is the 5K fun run and walk is right away in the morning. Beef show is at 9, and then a big draw is always the parade at 4 o'clock. And that's, they do have, we got a hypnotist on Saturday night, as well as the Action Club has a street dance downtown Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we kind of wrap things up. We do have Kids Day, we got kids contests. The carnival has armband day, antique tractor pull. And then that kind of wraps her up. You know, like I say, it's always changed. It used to be, it went late into the night on Sunday, but it seems like anymore we get people coming from a ways away, and by late in the afternoon, they're headed home. So, you know, we have a big Lions Grill there on Sunday night, and that's kind of wraps it up.
The Marcus Community Fair is one of the oldest and most successful fairs. Lecce says it is the community support that makes the Marcus Fair so special.
The most important thing here is that we have huge community support. You know, it's the week to be in Marcus. You know, we get a ton of people that come back. You know, it's when they come back home during the summers during the fair. We have a lot of class reunions during the fair. You know, it's just the biggest event in Marcus. You know, it's the funnest week of the year, and we get huge, huge community support.
That Marcus Community Fair continues through Sunday with the horse show and the antique tractor pull. Western Iowa authorities say that a 58-year-old man had died after becoming trapped in a grain bin. Firefighters, medics, and Sac County deputies were sent to the Lakeview location around 3:40 p.m. Thursday. Officials say that Gary Leonard became stuck after he had entered a partially filled bin to break up some corn clotting. Another worker tried to pull him free but failed. The corn was removed, and firefighters were able to get him out about 45 minutes later. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Leonard lived at Lakeview. Corn growers and ethanol industry officials are upset with the Environmental Protection Agency after it was announced on Friday that the government agency has granted 31 additional waivers to oil refineries to not include ethanol into their gasoline. Kurt Mether, a farmer from Logan and currently the president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, says granting of the additional 31 refinery exemptions are ridiculous and a slap in the face to farmers. He says that the renewable fuel standard could be one of the most effective energy policies in our country's history, but the waivers gut the policy and destroy corn demand for farmers that are faced not only with challenges from Mother Nature, but market destruction. It is time for President Trump to step up and step in and uphold his promise to farmers and to the renewable fuel standard. Many ethanol plants across the nation are already hurting due to trade tariffs, and this action may cause even several of them to shutter production or close altogether. Plymouth Energy of Merrill has suspended operations until such time that the economic conditions improve for the ethanol industry. The president of a private college in southern Iowa intends to leave his post. Simpson College president Jay Simmons says that he will continue his duties until his successor is selected. Simmons says that he believes it is time for new leadership as he enters his seventh year as president of the United Methodist Church-affiliated school. It is situated in Indianola. Simpson has been struggling financially, cutting 23 positions last year. And Democratic Party faithful from four northern Iowa counties hosted the largest gathering yet of Democrats for president in 2020 at the iconic annual Wingding event in Clear Lake. 22 candidates were allotted 5 minutes each to introduce themselves or remind future caucus voters why they are still viable party leaders since the 2016 election. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren went directly to the specifics of Iowa's rural economy, small hospitals, factory workers, and farming.
Farm plans for too long have been about big ag. We need to have the courage to break up big ag, to fight against big ag, to say no more sucking every last dollar out of the pockets of our independent farmers.
We'll hear some comments from other candidates coming up at 10 o'clock news update. That is a look at your news here on KLEM.